T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Day 2 of the U.S. Open. We talk about it with Mark Canizzaro. Does a great job for the New York Post. Mark, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Hi, Mark.
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. The golf course is taking the toll today after guys went low yesterday. Your thoughts right now, DeChambeau and Patrick Reed tied for the lead at 3-under.
Yeah, I mean, today, Joe, it felt more like a U.S. Open than yesterday did. I mean, they had the pins in some pretty easy places yesterday. The golf course was not real firmed up. And I was really surprised there were 21 scores, in red numbers yesterday, which was, most everybody you spoke to was predicting an over par finisher by Sunday. So today the wind was up a little bit. It's a little cooler. The pins were in different spots, a little more difficult spots. And Wingfoot bit back a little bit today. DeChambeau continues to be one of the most fascinating guys in the sport right now because he with his bulked up, physique and all the working out he did, during the pandemic pause, he's come back now and he's like, I'm going to hit driver. I don't give a damn how narrow the fairways are or how high the rough is, caution be damned. I'm going to let it go. And today it worked for him. I mean, he's one of the three guys that shot under par under the entire field. And right now is tied for the lead.
Yeah, and he eagled, I think it was the ninth hole today. What about him earlier this morning? Because he competed a lot earlier. I think he's been done for the last 5 or 6 hours. Were the weather conditions that different when he was playing, or was he just that locked in today, Bryson DeChambeau?
Well, Evan, a little bit of both. It was a little bit easier earlier today, I think. The wind was not quite as blustery as it is now. But he's also pretty locked in. He's playing really well. These fairways are very narrow. He hits it longer than everybody else does, and he's hitting 50% of his fairways, which might not sound like a lot under normal circumstances, but for a U.S. Open, pretty good. I think the average field average is 39% fairways hit. So when you combine his length and the fact that he's hitting the fairways more consistently than everybody else, number 9, you referenced as a par 5. It was his last hole of the day because he started on 10. He hit driver pitching wedge into a par 5, which is, what you see with some of these guys, the way they drive the ball now, and one putt eagle, and there's your 2-under, for the day. So, he just physically has got, he's got more tools than a lot of these guys right now. And he's out driving guys like Dustin Johnson and Rory McIlroy, who used to be the longest drivers on tour. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Patrick Reed's having a hell of a round today because it's like I said, he's playing right now, and he's under more difficult conditions. And as I stepped out to talk to you, he was still at 3-under par and tied for the lead. Tiger Woods has spun out of control.
Oh, God.
He missed the cut by a mile. Rory McIlroy, is hanging in there, but he was 2 shots off the lead going into the day, and he's about 6 back now. I think he's on his way to shooting at least 76 or 77. So, it's claimed some victims today, without question.
Even JT, who started out minus 5, I think he's battled back to 2-under, but, he's dropped 3 shots today, too. I mean, he has not hit fairways, and he has not played well at all today.
He hasn't. I was following, I walked with Tiger and JT in that group for their front 9, which was the back. Yeah, and I got to give JT credit because he really was leaking oil. And, at one point he was 5 over for the day. So to get back 2-under at this point is a pretty good fight back. And listen, I mean, you know, there's six players under par right now. You know, anybody that's in and around par, even a couple over, is absolutely has a chance going into the weekend. So, you know, just for him to hang in there under the adversity is pretty, you know, of really throwing away that lead that he had. And you know, one thing I will say, Joe, yesterday, and in fact, I was walking with his dad, JT's dad, a little bit, and it seemed like every bounce went his way yesterday. Like every shot
right,
that could
right.
have been squirrely, you know, kind of ended up in a decent spot. So, you know, he's now paying the piper a little bit today, you know.
And the cut line is going to be what, 7 over par?
I think it's right about 6 right now, Evan. I think it's 6. Probably going to stay at 6, but it possibly could move to 7, but it's probably going to stay at 6.
Dustin Johnson, I think he actually played even par today, if I'm not mistaken. He's 3 over. He was 3 over, so he was even today. He's only 6 shots back, assuming that 3 under is going to be the leader going into tomorrow. He hasn't played great. He didn't putt great yesterday. I didn't see any of them today, but I watched a lot of them yesterday. You can't discount him 6 shots back, can you?
I wouldn't discount him at all, to be honest with you. I am a little surprised. He had it going. He was playing pretty well earlier today, and you know, and it leaked a little bit, you know, late in his round. But I mean, honestly, Joe, with the conditions they are here, you know, and especially with Dustin, who's really one of the best drivers of the ball and one of the straightest drivers of the ball as well, I wouldn't discount him at all as 6 shots back. I mean, there's 36 holes to play. I mean, that's. I'm not sure I'd discount Dustin 6 shots back, you know, with one round to play.
We're talking to Mark Canizzaro, the U.S. Open, day 2. You mentioned Tiger spiraling out of control. I've seen a little bit of it. What exactly did Tiger in? I think he's 11 over now at this point. Clearly,
he actually birdied his last hole, actually, to get to 11.
Oh, so that's how he got to 11.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's disappointing because he, you know, he hung in there yesterday. I mean, he was, you know, shot 73 yesterday, which is not, you know, I mean, not a great round by any stretch, especially on a day when the golf course was there to be had. But, boy, he just, you know, he doesn't have his superpowers anymore. I mean, let's be honest. He's 44. He hasn't played that much, and that's not an excuse. I mean, that's his choice. You know, but since the, you know, since the tour restarted in June, he's just played a handful of times and then didn't play well enough to, you know, to qualify for some of those late-season FedEx Cup tournaments. Didn't get into the tour championship, and subsequently, you know, he kind of comes here without a lot of reps, and you can't just turn up at wing foot, you know, for a U.S. Open with the rough the way it is, and the fairways as narrow they are. And fairways, not, I mean, Tiger's not the straightest driver of the ball, as we know. That's not a good combo platter for him, and you know, it's just caught up to him.
Talking to Mark Canizzaro, he's out at wing foot right now as they're getting ready to complete the second round of the U.S. Open. A couple of these other guys who actually are under par right now. Rafi Cabrera-Bello, I believe he's 2 under. Jason Kokrak, I believe, is 1 under. Harris English has played pretty well. I believe he's under par. Do you give any of these guys a shot, Mark, going forward?
I have felt all week, Joe, that it was going to be one of the stars was going to end up at the top of the leaderboard, one of the bigger names, so to speak. You know, I mean, Cabrera-Bello has not really done much of late. Harris English has had a fantastic year. He's had a really, really good year and kind of come from the from nowhere after a pretty bad year last year. You know, I mean, can a guy like that, you know, or Kokrak, you know, who hasn't won a real big golf tournament before, handle the pressure of a Sunday at a U.S. Open? I mean, my money's not on that, but you know, certainly not out of the realm of possibility. But I still believe before the end of this weekend, you know, you're going to see, you know, a Dustin Johnson or maybe Rory makes a rally or you know, Justin Thomas is right there. Obviously, he's still playing well. I just have a feeling it's going to be one of the top guys is going to – this golf course generally produces, you know, the cream rising to the top in most cases in courses like this. So that's what I expect at this point. But yeah, I mean, listen, as you said, there's a lot of guys that have a chance still with 36 to play.
Yeah, and you were talking earlier about DeChambeau, who's currently in the lead. He's been so fascinating since the restart because he was like top 10 4 or 5 weeks in a row. He won the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It seemed like he had slowed down the last few weeks, but he was in it in the PGA Championship. Like, he went into Sunday with a shot. So how about that feeling going into Saturday of him? I know he's, you know, score-wise in good shape. He had a hell of a day today. But from the experience he's had over the last few months, how about DeChambeau making a run?
Well, Evan, he said you know, right after his round, that his confidence is at an all-time high. That was his quote. And, you know, the beauty of what DeChambeau is doing right now is he is not ratcheting it back. He's gonna try to play to his strengths. And, you know, I mean, U.S. Opens are not designed, you know, for guys to be bombing drivers all over the place. And he, you know, interestingly enough, he actually revealed that Phil gave him a little advice. Because when Phil lost here, Mickelson, in 06, you know, he could not hit a driver, you know, to save his life into the fairway. And he just decided that week, he said, you know what, I'm just going to keep bombing it as long as I can get it. Even if it's in the rough, it'll get me closer to the green. So I got to at least have a short iron to try to hack out, try to get down to the green. And Phil subsequently said he had the best short game week of his life that week. DeChambeau was out here last night. He was the last guy out here in darkness hitting wedges, working on his wedge game. And, you know, he kind of was taking heed to Mickelson's advice because he's like, I'm going to hit the ball as long and far as I can hit it, and I'm going to try to let my short game win it for me. Everybody looks at DeChambeau as a guy that is just kind of, you know, this kind of musclehead that just wants to pound the ball 350 yards. You know, the guy is a perfectionist and in every level. I mean, he's a very quirky, interesting guy, you know, with all of his mad scientist routines and stuff. He was out here until dark last night working on his wedge game, and, you know, because he knows he's not going to hit every fairway. So he figures if he can, you know, get as close as he can to the green with these long drives and chop it out of the rough or use his wedges to, you know, to get a birdie here and there, steal a birdie, he's got a chance to win.
Mark, again, talking to Mark Cannizzaro, golf with him at Wingfoot. It's supposed to get cooler tomorrow. I think it's only supposed to be in the low 60s tomorrow. It must be nice out, you know, sunny and all that, but it's supposed to be in the low 60s. You know, I don't know about how windy it'll be. As I just watched Webb Simpson, he's 2 over. I got money on him, so he's hanging in there 5 shots back.
I thought he'd be a good pick this week. I thought that was a good pick.
Yeah, I bet him.
Listen, he's still not out of it.
No, he's only 5 shots back. He's 2 over. He just finished. But how about the weather tomorrow? How much of a factor really both days is supposed to be cooler, Saturday and Sunday? How about that, Mark?
I don't think it's going to be the wind to me is always the the wild card. And today it was pretty windy for here. I don't know what the wind situation is supposed to be the next couple of days, but it's going to be like mid-60s the next couple of days. And, you know, by the time the leaders tee off, they're not, you know, now that the cut's made today, you know, you're not going to have leaders teeing off at, you know, at 6:50 in the morning, you know what I mean, where it's 40 right. out. By the time they tee off, it's going to be nice out. And, you know, I mean, frankly, I think this is perfect golf weather to me. But the ball maybe not going to travel as far, Joe. You know, maybe the ball doesn't travel as far if it's a little cooler out, but I think unless it's really windy, I don't think weather's going to be a major factor.
Who do you think's going to win this thing? You said one of the stars. Which one?
Well, you know, I liked Rory a little bit going in. I don't think Rory's out of it, but I think he's just a little too volatile, to do it. I've got a weird feeling that DeChambeau might break through. You know, it might just be his time. You know what I mean? He's kind of. You know, he's only 27, and, you know, he's got 6 tour wins, and he's been such a big part of the narrative of this golf season since the restart. I can see him powering up. But I'll tell you what, Patrick Reed is a tough guy, man. You know what I mean? He's been grinding out there today, and he's been hanging around. So he's another guy that, you know, listen, I've just picked the two guys in the lead, so it's not like I'm calling somebody out from the two turns away or whatever, but I don't know, the couple of the guys I thought were going to do well, you know, are not, you know, not really there. DJ, I thought Rahm was going to have a really good week, and he's kind of not done much.
He's hanging in, though. He's only one over, though, so he's only 4 shots back.
No, listen, I mean, he's right there. There's no question. I don't count any of those guys out. I mean, over is like, but nobody was going to run away with it anyway. So, I did like a guy like Webb Simpson. He hits fairways. He's won a U.S. Open before. He's a patient, kind of like, you know, low emotion guy.
He's had a good year. He's won a couple times this year, too, Mark.
And his form's been very good. Yeah, not that he's one of the big stars, I should say. But, I would still stick by a Rahm maybe coming out, you know, from behind. But DeChambeau, you know, there's just something that tells me maybe it's his time.
You know, I know we got to run, but I just watched Jordan Spieth finish. He shot 81 today. He's 14 over.
Oof.
I really feel for Jordan Spieth, man. I mean, the guy is
you know what, Joe, it's
not
funny
the same guy.
funny you mention him because I actually wrote a column on him yesterday and was just about to send it in. And at that around that time, Phil was imploding, you know, further into abyss. And my sports editor, you know, wanted a column, wanted a Phil column, so I kind of tabled the Jordan column, which never actually made the paper or the website. And it was just, you know, just about how much this guy has just been. You root for him, you know. He's a good kid who says and does the right things, and success came so quickly to him. And now he's so lost right now.
It's unbelievable.
You know, yesterday I was out. I know you guys probably have to go, but yesterday I was out following Tiger and you know and his group and Jordan and Patrick were playing right in front of him, and I was standing on the second tee as Tiger and JT were getting to the tee, and all of a sudden, this USGA official comes driving back with Jordan in a cart, dropping him off at the tee to re-tee because he couldn't find his ball.
Oh,
second
God.
Hole of the tournament.
Wow.
It hit a tree on the right side of the fairway. Never came out of the tree.
You
know?
Wow.
I mean, that just typifies you know, what's going on. But he's just searching right now. And listen, he's only 26, 27 years old. You know, I just feel like he's grinding. I could talk a whole show about this guy because I do like him. And I think he's got to make some changes, and it's difficult because his coach, he's been with, you know, Cameron McCormick since he's been 12 years old. So hard to fire a guy you've been with since you were 12 years old and make a change.
Mark, we got to run. I love you. And by the way, Reed just birdied to take the lead as on 18. So he's 4 under going into tomorrow as the leader, just to throw that.
That's a hell of a round for him.
Yep.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate it.
Mark, always a pleasure, man. Be well. Enjoy it.
Anytime, guys. Bye.
Mark Canizaro, the Post on the U.S. Open.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.